Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. As expected, the Reserve Bank has increased rates for the ninth month in a row. It's gone up by 25 basis points to 3.35%, with the average monthly repayment increasing by more than $900 since May of last year. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has told Parliament it's more pain for the hip pocket.
Now, each of these interest rate rises, which began before the election, have put extra pressure on Australians and put extra pressure on the Australian economy as well.
Football legend Barry Cable is being sued over claims he sexually abused a teenager. A suppression order on the 79-year-old's identity has been lifted by a Perth court, with a civil trial due to start tomorrow. A woman alleges Cable abused her between 1968 and 1973. He's never been charged and denies the allegations. The desperate search for survivors continues in Turkey and Syria, where two large earthquakes and a series of aftershocks have struck, killing more than 4,000 people. International teams are being sent in to assist. Turkey's president has declared 7 days of mourning. Investigations will continue today into how a 737 aircraft crashed in WA's south. The large water tanker went down just after takeoff. Incredibly, the two pilots walked away from the crash. Transport safety officers now looking into what caused the incident near Ravensthorpe. In sport, Aussie selectors are searching for a new T20 captain after Aaron Finch announced his retirement from international cricket. 36-year-old says it's been an incredible honour to represent Australia for the past 12 years, but the time's right to step away. Finch says plenty of players could put their hand up for the role.
Obviously Steve Smith has done it before and done a great job. Pat Cummins, Travis Head, Ashton Turner, these type of guys I think are experienced. They know how to win as well, so whichever way they go, the team's in great hands.